Welcome to Coffee with Gavin and Jacques, episode 9. Jacques has just arrived from the bathroom. He's now sitting down.
Yes, you know all the intimities, yes.
How was your experience? You have to say that. How was your bathroom experience?
Not bad.
Coffee is coming. I left this drink flavor, this American drink flavor, I left it in the fridge.
Yes,
and I left it here on the table last week.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I emailed Ivan, the cafe
full.
Owner.
And it's full.
Half full. Well, I don't know. Maybe he... I mean, he's entitled to. I left it in his establishment.
No.
Did you try any?
There's something else inside.
He didn't use it. What
he's
do you
he's
think?
Gonna, he's going to roofie my drink flavoring.
It was an, it was an obligation to him to say that, it's
There's
good,
sauce,
but
chili
it's...
Sauce.
It's soy sauce now. So...
Yes,
drink flavoring back. It's good. It's good because it means that I'm forced to slow down with drinking it because it's so good. Oh, would you like some?
A little, okay.
A little.
Because as Ivan said, it's the same taste if you give a lot of...
It's undiluted.
It's very amazing.
That you put really
a lot.
Weak. Are you sure?
Yes, for sure. No, it's the same taste if you put a lot or a little.
Okay. All right. So, here is two flavored water.
Great. So, we have to say that if we try some flavor of America, it was because we spoke a lot of America.
We did.
And Gavin, I've decided it, I'm not allowed to describe the photography that I saw anymore.
Yes, because last week's episode had a photo book.
Yes.
And it doesn't work. You can't describe photos to people listening to audio.
No, it was not true, but I'm not allowed anymore to describe the woman that I saw in the photography. Okay.
That happens to be my girlfriend.
Yes.
Happens to be...
Okay.
Well-equipped to deal with problems.
Yes. I was thinking that you were comfortable with such things, but okay.
But I don't know who else is listening to this. There's like we have on average, 70 to 90 people listening to this every week, which I must ask all of you, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you listening to this nonsense? But yeah, we have sometimes 130 people listen to this show.
Yes.
And it's a show about nothing. Mm. As you can tell, it's already been, how long has it been? 2 minutes, 45 seconds, and we are talking about nothing.
No, but but we talk about America, so it's an important topic.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
right. Don't forget that we have American people who are following us.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to only, if I can't speak about the woman in the photography. My God, what have you?
I'm dying.
It's
all the soy sauce in my water.
I said it to you, it was a poison.
Good Lord.
Given.
Finally, my
plan. Oh, Ivan, or should I say, Ivan, if that is your real name.
Ivan is
now
good.
Shaking his
Ivan,
head.
Ivan.
I have a bunch of
Ivan
books.
Ivan Man. Yes.
It sounds like a superhero.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a collection of books, English language books. If you want some, you can have them. I don't know if you need any more. Well,
we can swap them for several coffees in a row, whichever.
Wow, it's a good plan.
Oh God, I'm still dying. Sorry. Oh God. Okay. Well, I'll bring in some books. I bring in my books, and I might get a coffee or two.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, oh,
don't forget your friends.
Good news. Oh, actually, you know how earlier on I was saying that when I come to power, I will make all animals wear clothes. Remember?
Once more, give in.
When I come to power, when I am president of the world, I will make all animals wear clothes.
Yes.
Because
yes.
They just look so much better in clothes.
Yes.
Well, I was trying to figure out if you put pants. This is a thing I've seen on the internet. If you put pants on a dog, do you put the pants just on the back, coming up to the torso, like up the back legs, across, halfway across the torso, or would the pants be coming up both legs? And then stopping halfway around the dog. Like, here is the dog, here's my legs, here's the head. That's not
yes.
a, that's the head.
Yes, okay.
It doesn't look like
you say that, no more description.
Sorry, okay.
Okay, so he
showed
me,
on the table.
He showed me his finger, and
that,
it's that, not good.
My
it's
long
not good.
Finger is not supposed to be a giant penis. It's supposed to be the dog's head. But, okay, so yes. Do the pants come up the legs and go up to the torso here?
Yes.
Or when all animals have to wear pants?
I think that you have to ask the question to Ivan.
Okay,
Ivan,
you're an outsider.
For sure that you will be.
So when I come to power, all animals must wear clothes, which is logical. And would the pants be worn halfway up the hind legs and across the torso, or up all legs?
I don't know which part of the sentence was more worrying. When I come to power, or what followed.
I'd be a
he will not bring any more your books, Gavin.
No, I'd be a world ruler, right?
I'd be like what's a lovable dictator?
Not many come to mind.
He was not prepared with such topics.
I'm not sure it was.
Okay.
Let me think it through. So the question is whether animals should wear
pants. Okay. Well, yeah. All animals should wear clothes. You know, yeah, there'd be formal wear, of course, for special occasions. But
we go out.
He's
go out.
Away.
Not possible. You know.
Okay. Maybe we'll leave this discussion for
Ivan,
another time.
Ivan is not like me. He didn't answer so stupid
so
question.
You
know,
like a child.
We go down, Gavin.
Oh.
Down.
I ordered a book last night. I normally, you know, don't order a lot of books because words confuse me. But I ordered a book last night. I've been wanting to buy this book for a couple of months.
Yes.
It's
for dogs and
no, it's not.
Dies.
It's the history of British Leyland.
British what?
What? Yes.
British Leyland. You know British Leyland, right?
Absolutely.
Asking
right.
One of the other cafe patrons. Right.
You mean the only one?
Yeah.
The only other country.
What do you want to know about British Leyland?
I bought a book on the internet last night about the history of British Leyland from the 60s to the 80s. Or, you know, early 80s. It's always fascinated me, that story. But it's a car brand, or a car mark, which had a lot of brands under it in Britain. And yeah, it's a complicated story. It involves out-of-touch management, striking workers.
I was involved in all that sort of stuff.
Really?
And then anything.
Oh, hang on. Just wait there, Jacques. I'm bringing the recorder.
I handed a petition into Harold Wilson in place of Strife. And the reason I left by... I worked with Caterpillar, British Leyland.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I... demarcation was the biggest problem. The unions would not move because of CNC machinery.
Really?
They would not move because it was doing out of maybe six guys, one machine was taking over. But the likes of Caterpillar, Leyland, Honeywell, they were expanding, but the unions, they wouldn't move. The communists were involved, and it was anarchy. And I left and went to an American company from Providence, Rhode Island, and I stayed with them. And what we did was, there was no demarcation. There was no plumbers, electricians. If these guys could do the job, multitasking, and it worked.
Okay, so microphone back on the table. That was just a little excerpt of a chap I was speaking to.
No, but you can continue to speak.
No. My coffee is getting cold.
Yes. I realized, as I knew before, that you didn't need me for such a show.
No, I don't need you. I don't need you on this show.
Yes,
you're just to make the show look pretty, that's all.
So,
we've covered putting pants on animals. We've covered British Leyland. We've got books on the way for free coffee.
Yes.
And now you say something interesting. What did you do this weekend? I'm all talked out.
Again. No, you can resume what you speak about, because I didn't understand nothing, given.
About the animals with pants?
No, what you speak now.
We're talking about a car brand, a British car brand
that
was killed off in the late 70s, early 80s.
Killed?
Killed, yeah.
Yes, killed.
Murder. Ah, you know something interesting?
Yes.
I heard something interesting about Scots. That
no,
Scottish
you
people,
react, you have to react.
Scottish
to
people
put your,
can't
to
say your... the words "purple burglar alarm."
I can't say.
I'm just
going to
go and ask
so
that customer
I'm
once
not,
more
I'm
if he
not,
doesn't mind.
Okay, okay, okay.
So you know what a burglar alarm is?
No.
Like a protikradesh alarm, you know.
Okay.
It's like you have in your house or your car burglar
yes,
alarm, right?
Okay.
But Scottish people cannot
is
say.
Scottish?
Yes. I'm going to go and ask him.
Okay, so bye, give me
all right,
bye.
I'll be back.
Bye. No.
Can I ask you one question on the microphone?
Yeah.
Can you say, you're Scottish, can you say purple burglar alarm?
purple burglar alarm.
Oh, okay, that was good, because I heard on the internet that Scots can't say it. So you've proven us wrong. All right. Right. All right, well done.
Just remember, I know where you stay.
So there we go. So it's not true. So Scottish people can say. So there you go. There's an end to that myth.
Like that, more and more people go out. No, go in.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so there you go.
yes. You forgot your poor Belgium.
Your poor Belgian
people,
friend,
yes,
sitting there,
and, yes,
neglected,
alone. So, after Scottish, you can speak. We can speak about Austria.
Oh yeah.
And Moravia. So Austria, because we make both, but not together.
Mm-hmm.
Cross border line travel.
Yeah. When did you go to Austria?
No.
Oh, you went to Moravia.
You were to
Austria. I went to Austria.
Oh my God, you are. The concept is that in the same time we were in two different places out of Slovakia in the border. Yes. Mm-hmm. So you were not far from Wien.
Vienna, yeah.
Vienna, okay, Vienna. And I was not far from Brno. Mm-hmm. And Brno, it's not far from the border of Slovakia.
And the Czech Republic, yeah. So on Sunday I went to Hainburg.
To make
Is it
Hainburg culture.
Or Hainberg? Hainburg, no?
Hainburg.
Yeah, Hainburg. I went there to something mountain.
For a cultural
here we go.
Travel, no? I'm very surprised, given.
Yeah, well, after the mountain, I went to.
There's no mountain in a.
Yeah, but
a little, little hill. But it's a hill.
Okay,
yes?
A hill. Okay.
I think that you make a difference in English, no? Between
yes,
mountain
yes, yes.
And
well,
hill.
Well, it seemed high.
Okay, it's a good beginning.
It's high
okay.
enough for me.
Okay.
Size isn't everything.
So you were by foot climbing. No, you take your car.
Well,
only to make
we climbed out of the car at the top, so we drove to the top, and then we went down to Karnuntum, this giant arch that used to be part of a military barracks, I think, back in around the year 400, 350, 400, and it was empty, no one there. So took some photos, and then went to an amphitheater in also nearby in Karnuntum Petronel. Mm-hmm. In Austria, which was from around the year 250. Massive amphitheater. They used to have gladiators fighting there.
Yes.
Amazing. And just down the road from here.
But I think that you have to use example that everyone understood.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Dear listener, you know for sure that you already see Gladiator.
Yeah. Oh, with the...
Gladiator with Ridley Scott and...
Who?
It's from the Ridley Scott. Ridley Scott, you know? Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott from... Oh, but that's an old movie, no? The old one, not the one with the annoying Australian guy. What's his name?
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, him. Russell Crowe.
But it's Ridley Scott.
Who?
The man who made the film. It's Ridley Scott.
He's the director or the producer?
Yes.
Or what? Okay. I don't know. I saw it when it was new, like in the year 2000. And then... I did not see it again.
So, but you go too far of the topics, okay?
Okay.
So, all the people know this film, yes?
Yeah, Gladiator with Russell Crowe.
You know, and at the beginning, there's a big fight between soldier, legionnaire, Roman soldier, and barbar, German people,
yeah.
You know? And for sure that it was... Where you were given.
It was.
Yes!
It was.
You have to say that it's better than film. You were...
Well, it was better than
the story.
Film. It
when
was
the
much
story.
Better than the film.
Though, because you were alone.
No, because a mate of mine, the guy I was travelling with, he was saying that... what was he saying?
There's this battle both between Vienna and Bratislava.
So I forgot what
For
he was
sure,
saying.
Because... the emperor Marc Aurel died in the beginning of the film, you know, and the emperor really in history died not far from Vienna.
Oh, really?
So it's amazing that it was for sure in the history this big battle that all American people saw in the film was for sure between Slovakia and Vienna.
Mm-hmm. But that used to be where those ruins are. Used to be the border.
Yes.
Between the what do you call them? Barbaros, the barbarics.
Barbares.
What
yes.
do you call them?
Les barbares. In French, I don't know. It's people who were not from.
My brain's
the Roman Empire.
I can only think of the.
What is the name? It's Barbar. Yes.
Barbarians. Barbarians, of course.
I speak English, and okay. I say it twice, it was barbar, and now
you
we say barbarian.
Barbarian.
It's only two letters more in the end of the word given. So, barbarian. Barbarian.
Barbarian.
Okay. So, and after you turn back.
Yeah, then we went
to have a coffee.
We went back
in
to have a coffee.
Urubia.
In our park.
Ah, our park, yes.
And then we went and had a couple of drinks. We had some vodka left over, so we got rid of that.
Because we have to say, I don't know if in America how it is, but we have to say that on Sunday, all things are closed in Austria, but a lot of shops and shopping center mall in Slovakia are opened. And in America, the same thing?
I asked about this, and in America it seems that the shops are generally open every day. Smaller, privately owned businesses close sometimes for special occasions, special days. But normally, shops open all the time, like New Zealand. I'm used to
American that. Way of life.
Well, that's normal
for
me.
In Slovakia.
That's normal for me.
But not in Belgium.
Not in Belgium,
in
where
France.
Nobody works and everyone is rich and eating cheese and frogs. No, that's French.
But even didn't work in the Sunday, I think. Yes,
I like
it's
how
closed.
His eyes look across when you mention his name in
closed.
Fear.
Yes, it's closed on Sunday here.
You close
yes,
on Sunday,
it's closed
right.
on Sunday,
yeah.
yes. I
yeah,
sell
but,
it to you.
Mm-hmm. But what do you expect it with privately owned businesses? It's more normal.
The
unions.
So.
Well, you are pointing to your hand saying, how long have we recorded? You're really desperate to get out of here, aren't you? 23 minutes and 9 seconds.
It's because they give it after the thing that you make with a Scottish man. So, and after what?
We
spoke about the border, the Austrian border.
Something you were talking about.
And the shop.
What's funny is that, like, Austrians, when you ask them about, all your shops are closed on Sundays. You can't go and buy any food from the supermarkets, any clothes, anything. Only gas stations are open and a handful of cafes. You can't do anything on Sunday. And they say, yeah, that is the way it should be. Yeah, I'm sorry. Every time I speak German, it sounds very camp. I can't help it. But, you know, they always say, yeah, that is the way. So the shops should be closed on Sundays. Yeah, hurdle, girdle, fit the fertile. And then...
Well, it's good, Gavin. I hope that we have not...
No, I think I went Dutch for a minute there. Mit der Flüdel in der Klopp, in der Plop, Plop. And...
It's Switzerdeutsch. I don't know if it's Austria. From Austria,
So all of the Austrians, they say that's how the way it should be. But lo and behold, when Sunday rolls around, what do they all do? Drive straight across the border to the shops in Slovakia.
Only a few kilometers.
So they are hypocrites, no?
Yes. I will not comment because don't forget, Gavin, that I think that we are not far from the...
The Austrian embassy?
No, the Austrian Cultura Center.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, sir? Oh, my God. So, because you have to confess that it's a little coffee inside of a big building, where is the Austrian Cultura Center?
So that's my trip. And then what
and
did you do?
Trip?
You went to the Czech Republic.
Czech Republic for a wedding.
For a wedding
for
on
a
Saturday.
Wedding.
Congratulations, you're finally married again.
Yes, again, I like twice. You know that normally you make it every 10 or 20 years.
Yeah.
You have to make it. But in fact, it was not mine. It was from France, and it was very fine because we dance a lot and we eat a lot. It's the same race and in Slovakia. A lot of eating, dancing.
And your wife won the best dancer competition?
Yes, incredible.
You taught her everything she knows.
Yeah, incredible. No. Even if I'm not a good dancer, I have no choice. I have to dance, and if it's not enough, she dances alone. So it's great.
So, how long was the journey to drive to that place?
Oh, it was two hours.
2 hours. That's not two bad. Hours.
That's not bad, but it's only it's not bad given, but it's only 110 kilometers. I don't know.
Oh, that's
in
quite
mile.
A long time. Why so long? Did you go?
Because. Due to the roads under construction and a lot of littered roads, because not the highway
does not go
not
so
finished.
Far. Yeah.
My God, it's always the same problems, you know. So it was long, long, long.
Would you like a little more water?
Yes.
Would you like some flavor or not?
Without flavor. I think that we will have enough flavor for today and after that next week.
A little water.
Gosh, it's popular here. It started, it was just us and the friendly Scottish
more
guy.
More people than usual.
Yeah.
We came later and not a lot of people. And when we began to record, full of people.
Yep. So it's noisy, but it's good atmosphere. Well, that's good. I'm going to bring some books in here because this cafe is full of books for those that cannot see it. Oh, that's what we need. What I need to do is take a photo for each podcast. So that we
but
can have a fresh photo.
I have
no makeup.
A barb. Yes. What
you have
the
not shaved.
You
look like shit. Is the word you're trying?
No. Like animal. Animal.
A good animal or a bad animal? Does the animal have clothes?
A lion.
A lion with it. How does it wear its pants?
So okay, but you've forgotten to photography your Scottish guy. And what is it? It's strange.
Oops.
So. We will end the podcast with explaining explaining how to make a photo a selfie.
I'm wondering why I cannot see myself.
It's me.
Hang on, this is not a pretty picture.
Because you see the you have the windows.
How's
given.
That? I hold a prop.
Oh, one.
Hang on. Let's try it up.
When I have to
smile now. Oh, what's it doing? Oh, I said.
Once more, Gavin.
Yeah. Hang on, this is terrible.
Walk in the background.
Oh, no, that's perfect. All right.
Yes, great.
You want me to take a picture?
No, you already?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Great,
if you want,
yeah.
Because that's really shaky using this front camera. Okay, so. Let's pose. Ivan is taking a photo. You're not holding your glass.
Ah, okay.
If you just take a bunch of photos. And
I already did.
Oh.
What?
It says 3-1 something.
Look angry, look confused.
There's a countdown.
Don't smile so loud. You check that. If you shake it.
Oh, that'll do. That must be enough photos, surely. Or is it counting down? Okay, that's a good photo. Okay, we should probably wrap this up because I think we've run out of things to talk about.
And we have decided to finish how? In which manner?
I forgot. We keep changing how we finish the podcast.
So, only saying goodbye, perhaps, the simpler way.
Didn't we end with saying why in a different language every time?
No, but you say that it was not a good idea, why. So,
what,
it
what
was
about if we just
goodbye,
with,
I think.
What about if we just say goodbye?
Goodbye, okay.
All right.
So, you say goodbye.
I'll say goodbye?
No. I say goodbye, you say au revoir. Yes, it's great.
Okay, I do your language.
Oh, yes,
God,
yes.
Here we go. He's found a new concept. Okay. Okay, when you're ready, go for it. Oh, you go first or I go first?
I go first. Goodbye.
Au revoir.